It is time for our featured presentation. It is called Mic Check, Sparking Global Changes. And ladies and gentlemen, as we celebrate the festive holiday season, we as African people, we are in our festive season. This is the 58th anniversary of our Kwanzaa celebration, ladies and gentlemen, celebrating our culture, celebrating our unity, celebrating our heritage, ladies and gentlemen, and be very mindful. Like I said before, I am very intentional with the programming that I do here on Groovin' Radio, right here on Irie Jam Radio. Our featured presentation this morning, it is called Mic Check, Sparking Global Changes. And as we spark more changes, ladies and gentlemen, the annual Kwanzaa celebration, it starts on the 26th of December and it runs until the 1st of January. The seven principles of Kwanzaa, the significance of Kwanzaa, celebrating African heritage, unity, and culture. Joining me this morning, you might not have heard his voice in a very, very long time, ladies and gentlemen. He is a legendary broadcaster who have spent over 37 years on radio. He is the host of Health Is Here, and he produced for many, many years Meeting in the African Village Square. Well, this morning, he is in the Groovin' Radio Village Square this morning with a Kwanzaa presentation. My brother, Mr. Junior Jiwawa Blake, has now joined us. Good morning, Mr. Blake. How are you? Mr. Blake? Mr. Blake, how are you this morning, sir? Hold on. I think I just lost Mr. Blake there. Let me go find Mr. Junior Jiwawa Blake one more time and come back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Groovin' Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now joined by the legendary broadcaster himself, Mr. Junior Jiwawa Blake, as we celebrate the 58th anniversary of Kwanzaa, celebrating our culture, celebrating unity, ladies and gentlemen, and celebrating our African heritage. Good morning, Mr. Blake. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Rastem. You know, happy Kwanzaa to you.
Yes, indeed.
And thanks for the invite. Yes,
it's been a while, Mr. Junior Jiwawa Blake. You spent over 37 years as a broadcaster on the old station, WVIP and other stations, producing Health Is Here and Meeting in the African Village Square. How have you been, sir? How is everything?
Everything's good. Give thanks, Raslem. You know, enjoying a little bit of rest, a little respite from broadcasting for just over a year now.
A little bit over a year. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And this presentation this morning, Kwanzaa, it is right up your alley, sir. The seven principles of Kwanzaa and the significance of Kwanzaa. As we get started in this presentation, Junior Jiwawa Blake, the importance of an holiday such as Kwanzaa, a celebration, a 7-day celebration, in your own words, sir, how important is this for us?
Extremely important. It's a cultural imperative. And when we talk about culture, Rasklem, we're talking about something that embodies everything about our existence. And I'm one of those persons who, from time to time, especially in a meeting in the African Village Square, suggested to our community that black people are a cultureless people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are offended by that. And what I mean by that is that since we have been taken away from the continent,
mm-hmm.
in the aftermath of enslavement and all that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
We have been robbed
mm-hmm.
of our essence. You know, our soul has been cleaned out.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is in our soul now is somebody else's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? So, you know, what we call culture is really us imitating other people.
Mm-hmm.
So there is in the movement to liberate black people,
mm-hmm.
There is a movement to recapture
mm-hmm.
our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we are moving towards at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you talk about 58 years mm-hmm. of Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm.
We have to honor the founder of Kwanzaa, Dr. Mm-hmm. Malana Karenga,
mm-hmm.
Who has labored, you know, fastidiously to establish this holiday. And, you know, as well, we need to recognize the great work that he has done to bring this holiday to us. Now, let me just talk a little bit more about the holiday. You know, the holiday is a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to understand that there is a foundation, there's an underlying foundation under Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is a celebration, just a seven-day celebration.
Mm-hmm.
But Kawaida is the practice which Dr. Marlana Karenga encourages people of African ancestry
mm-hmm.
to engage in, because it is in this practice that we are able to recapture our original culture or heritage or ancestry.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, that's a lot of work, my brother, because
mm-hmm.
It means, you know, I personally suggest that what we need as people of African ancestry
mm-hmm.
is a curriculum.
Mm.
We need to establish a kind of curriculum to guide our people towards what we need to be,
mm-hmm.
Because others are working to make us what we do not need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, as you talk about the importance of Kwanzaa, it's even more important in the context of the political climate, especially here in the United States of America at this time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people, especially people who are immigrants, feel fearful mm-hmm. about the atmosphere that's coming in the
mm-hmm.
new year
mm-hmm.
and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are we doing to bolster ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
We see that there is a movement to roll back all the gains. In other words, there's a deconstruction movement in operation now.
Yes.
What are we going to do
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
stand up against what we'll be faced with? You understand?
You know, Mr. Blake, it is very important, you know, and one of the things I've always wondered, and I've always asked myself, why has it taken so long for us as black folks? Why have it taken so long for us to really gravitate and grasp this celebration of our heritage, of our culture, Kwanzaa? And I mean, you look at us as black folks coming out of the Caribbean. Yes, we were colonized. Some of us have gained, or a lot of us has gained political independence. And I say political independence. But we tend to continue to celebrate these other holidays way more than we should celebrate something such as important as this. Kwanzaa is observed for seven days, and there is a different value for each day. Why is it taking us so long, and why is it taking us so long to really grasp this, Junior Jawawa Blake? Why?
Yeah, but as I explained before, Raslim, what I said is that as a result of our conquest,
mm-hmm.
and for those of us who have been taken away from the continent, for those of us who have been, our ancestors have gone through chattel slavery and all that kind of stuff, I'm saying that our soul has been emptied out, scraped out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have been robbed of everything.
True.
That's meaningful to our heritage or our tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're empty. Mm-hmm. You understand me? Mm-hmm. And now we need to refill ourselves. And unfortunately, we have to refill ourselves in the context of what has been put into us.
Mm.
So we are really not ourselves. Mm. You understand? So in terms of us grasping stuff, you notice that we have a strong tendency to emulate our oppressors.
True.
We want to be like them. We want to live like them. We want to live where they live. We want to eat like them. We want to wear the same clothes they wear. All that kind of stuff.
You know, it's
so fun. If you look in America, you look at what happened in the 1960s when there was the civil rights movement was strong.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice that there is a tendency, a movement towards blackness. People, mm-hmm. you know, embracing African culture, wearing African clothes, mm-hmm. you know, combing their hairs, African style. People, you know, that movement was going on. But, you know, with the coming of the Civil Rights Act, you see that there's a deconstruction going on now where we start to go in reverse
mm-hmm.
because we have given up the fight.
Yes.
You know, in other
yes.
words,
yes.
we felt that now that the Civil Rights Act was signed, we're good to go now, so mm-hmm. everything's going to be all right. Yeah, but not the case. Right now, we're witnessing as we're in this moment that they are rolling back stuff. Look at Brown versus Board of Education, all
yes,
this kind of
yes,
stuff.
Yes,
you see
yes,
what, you see what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And this is not the first time this has happened in America, you see?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
we have to pay attention to it. So I'm just saying that, you know, we are now talking about the significance of Kwanzaa in the context of all of these things,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in terms of how we celebrate the principles
yeah.
For the holiday. And basically, when we look at the Kwanzaa holidays, mm-hmm. I describe it simply as being just like Christmas. It's, you know, but I want to be absolutely careful
mm-hmm.
in saying that Kwanzaa is not a replacement for Christmas.
True, true.
Kwanzaa is a unique, stand-by-itself mm-hmm. African-American holiday.
Indeed, indeed.
And that in a celebration, basically in my mind, I see the celebration as a practice which helps to instill in our children especially
indeed.
The kind of values
mm-hmm.
and hopefully they will repeat this kind of celebration year after year
yes.
after year.
Yes, indeed.
But this is why I say the curriculum is important, Raskin, because it's a curriculum that we need
mm-hmm.
to replace the culture, the heritage that we had from before. So we need to put in place the thing that will help us to begin to build mm-hmm. family,
mm-hmm.
to build community,
mm-hmm.
and to build our nation in mm-hmm. this country. Yeah, we need to raise our ethnic group to a higher state
mm-hmm.
of power, of empowerment, and liberation. Right here in the USA.
Indeed. Now, each night a candle is lit. Yes, each night a candle is lit. We are in day number three. But if we go back and look at day number one, Ujamaa, unity, Brother Junior Juwawa Blake. And Umoja. And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Grooving Radio. We are in our featured segment. It is called Mic Check. My very, very special guest this year is legendary broadcaster, Mr. Junior Juwawa Blake, who spent over 37 years broadcasting here in the tri-state area, host and producer of Health Is Here, and host and producer of Meeting in the African Village Square. Junior Juwawa Blake, day number one, celebrates unity. When are we going to unite, Junior Juwawa Blake? When?
Hmm? Well, you see, we will unite when we know ourselves.
Mm.
And that's what we're working. That's part of what Kwanzaa is all about. So these principles do not suggest that we have achieved anything.
Mm-hmm.
They are simply reminders of the kind of things that, you know, Dr. Karenga identified
mm-hmm.
as the kind of virtues
mm-hmm.
we need to coalesce around mm-hmm. in order to move forward. Because, you know, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Kwanzaa, Kawaida, they are liberation processes.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people who assume that black people are free.
Mm.
People feel that we're free because we're emancipated.
Mm.
But nowhere in the world, my brother, are black people free. Mm. Nowhere in the world.
Wow.
In fact, more people than black people are in slavery. But I'm speaking today specifically about black people. So the principles are not to say, just in terms of unity. Unity is a hard thing to achieve. You look at races that have not gone through regressive social experiences like black people, and you see that they still have division amongst them. You know, so it's natural for division to be amongst human beings. But as an ethnic group in the United States of America, as a black ethnic group, we need to recognize that we are not as united as we ought to be. The last time we were somewhat united was in segregation, when we were forced, where we were isolated from the national economy. We had to build our own economy. And what happened in that situation? We were very prosperous.
Indeed.
So that's a little lesson there for us to recognize that if we are able to work together, to love ourselves and to respect ourselves and to share our resources amongst ourselves, that will make us prosperous enough to have other people envious, you see?
Wow. Before I get to Kuja Jackalia, self-determination, I just want to go back a little on something you said. And this is something I've said for many, many years to folks. The civil rights movement, it was a very good movement, but it was also a very dangerous movement. And Malcolm X used to say to Brother Martin Luther King that I am not fighting for civil rights. I am fighting for human rights, and we all should fight for human rights. We should be very careful of the word civil rights, because in the very near future, many folks are going to come and says, you're trampling on my civil rights. And that is what you're seeing today. After the civil rights laws were signed, after we got voting rights and we got civil rights, you're correct. The fighting kind of ended there. And that's the danger of that movement, because we felt we got something. We felt we now belong. And we gave up the fight then. You talk about deconstruction. Way back when we had reconstruction, and look today, they're deconstructing everything. Everything that we have fought for, Junior Juwawa Blake. Trying to just break it down inch by inch, and they're doing it right before our eyes. Right before our eyes, Junior Juwawa Blake. And they have thrown us all in the Roman circus. They have thrown us all in the Roman circus. I'll pick that up later on in the program. Let's go to day number two. Kuja Jackalia, self-determination. We're some very determined people. I mean, Junior, we fight hard, you know. We really fight hard, you know, Junior. And I mean, for all the struggles we have been through, my brother. It's amazing we're still here, huh?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I mean, that you know, I mean, we could approach that statement you just made, amazing that we're still here, from many directions. You know, of course, you know, remember, you know, we are the first race, we are first people. We are first everything on this planet. And I would dare to say to you that the planet cannot survive without people of African ancestry. That is something that could reassure us that, listen, we are very important people. And indeed, guess what happened? Africa will rise again to lead the world. Not so much to rule, but to lead, you know?
Indeed.
So, once again, when we talk about self-determination, self-determination principle is just to instruct us that we need to define ourselves. We need to name ourselves, to create for ourselves. We need to speak for ourselves. That's on one level. And I'd just add to that on a more spiritual level, we need to know ourselves. It is in knowing ourselves that we learn to love ourselves. It's in loving ourselves that we learn to love other people who look like us. Because as it is right now, there's too much self-hatred amongst people of African ancestry. The system in place discourages us from liking ourselves. They tell us that our features are ugly.
Mm.
They tell us all kind of things about us, that we're savages, that we are all the things that we are not.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we actually believe a lot of the stuff. You see, the amount of bleaching creams that are being sold, the amount of wigs and all this kind of stuff that people are in. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
People are trying to look like something else.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to look like other than who they are. That
mm-hmm.
is a demonstration or an expression of self-hatred.
Mm-hmm.
And these
mm-hmm.
are the things that we have to overcome. Once again, that's why the curriculum is very important. We have to create a curriculum for people of African ancestry.
Mm-hmm.
The solution to all our problems will come from having a self-determined curriculum.
Indeed. Speak on day number 3, Mr. Junior Jiwawa Blake, which is what we're in today.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Collective work and responsibility. Ujima
mm-hmm.
is the name of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we just want to have the audience know that these words, Kwanzaa,
mm-hmm.
the Nguzo Saba, Nguzo Saba stands for 7 principles.
Mm-hmm.
Kwanzaa, the first. Ujima is stands for collective work and responsibility. These are all Kiswahili words.
Mm-hmm.
Kiswahili is a language that Dr. Malana Karenga chose
mm-hmm.
since it was the most popular language spoken on amongst African people on the continent of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So he felt that he'd introduce this language to people here in the Western Hemisphere, in the diaspora. We would learn it and would therefore be able to communicate with our brothers and sisters back on the continent.
Mm-hmm.
So collective work and responsibility states that to build and maintain our community together
mm-hmm.
and to make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and to solve them together.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, I interpret collective work and responsibility as the rebuilding of community.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that is absolutely lacking amongst people of African ancestry in every community that I have seen here in North America. We need to get back to the idea of living in a community.
Mm-hmm.
As well, in the Ujima principle, the word collective
economics
is a big word.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've heard people talk about socialism, they talk about capitalism and all kinds of the African people
mm-hmm.
in our original civilization in the Kemetic world,
mm-hmm.
we were able to achieve the greatness that we achieved because of the practice of collectivity,
mm-hmm.
collectivism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
There are people who are wondering, how was the pyramid built? The pyramids in Egypt, how were they built?
Right.
Yes, they are the product of collectivism. So
indeed,
we need to understand that in a collective society, we do not divide ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We make sure that every single person in our society is taken care of.
Indeed.
We make sure that everybody is fed,
mm-hmm.
everybody eats, everybody is clothed,
mm-hmm.
everybody is safe in the street,
mm-hmm.
and basically what we witnessed in Kemet is that there was little or no crime. There's
mm-hmm.
no reason for people to be criminal, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what collective work and responsibility is
mm-hmm.
to build our community, to build community, and to be proud of our community.
Yes, indeed.
You know, you see, for example, nowadays I observe people who throw garbage around in their community. You
mm-hmm.
know, how do you dump on yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why do you think the place look messy, littered, when you have garbage all over the street, all over the sidewalk?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
And there are some people who have no problem putting garbage in the street as long as their yards are clean. No, that's not collective work and responsibility. That's selfishness.
Indeed.
So we need to understand that in maintaining our community, we have to make sure that when even strangers come to our community, they are proud. They say, wow, those people are nice and clean and decent, you know, as opposed to coming to a place and say, look at the dump in which they live. Look how they keep themselves.
Yeah, you know, Junior, and sorry to just cut you like that. One of the things I've always said over the years is that, you know, they didn't really build us communities, you know. They put us in neighborhoods. And I want people to understand what I'm saying. There's a big difference between a community and a neighborhood, you know. And pay close attention to how communities are built. Communities, when they build communities, every single thing is within that community. Neighborhood, them just build up some block house and then put a road through it and give some water and some sewage and say, that is yours. You have to come and build it into a community. So, folks, if you live somewhere, why can't we just build it up to a real community where everything is there? And as we approach the top of the hour, Mr. Junior Jerome Blake, I want to mention one more of the principles of Kwanzaa before we go up to the top of the hour, which is cooperative economics. That's what we're lacking of.
Yes, and of course, when you talk about cooperative economics now, we talk, it's the Ujamaa principle, to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses, and to profit from them. But economics is defined here in terms of finances. And we need to recognize that enterprise, yes, is the driving, is the engine of economics. But the economics, the cooperative economics principle connects with the collective work and responsibility, because community is what economics is all about. Economics is about how people relate to each other, how we share our resources. In a community, you have different people. You have the shoemaker, you have the dressmaker, you have the teacher, you have the doctor, the lawyer. That's basically what happens, and each of them are sharing their skills, their creativity, their resources, in order to keep the dollar moving, you know, to keep the dollar recycled in our community. So cooperative economics identify once again the principle of collectivism, of us working together in order to achieve specific objectives. And the objective is prosperity for everybody in our community. That's the principle we celebrate tomorrow, day number four.
Yes, and
remember, before we go, Rastlem, that every principle is something that we practice every day.
No, we have a lot more time. We're not leaving yet. It's the top of the hour, and we're going to do a station ID. Stay where you are, Mr. Blake. We're going to do a station ID, and when we come back, we will continue on the flip side of the 11 o'clock hour. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Grooving Radio right here on Irie Jam Radio. So I'm going to ask Tyrus Riley to tell you where we are.
Singing. Tyrus Riley representing the Grooving Radio, you know? All girls will tighten on, man, go on. Bless up. I'm a grooving. Listening to Grooving Radio. Come on, man.
From Black Bridge to the George Washington Bridge. From the top of the Empire State Building to the Blue Mountain Peak. Of New York City. It's Irie Jam.
Irie Jam at Old Street. Real Caribbean Radio. 97.1 FM. HD3.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, talking about cooperative economics, that's what we're trying to achieve here with Grooving Radio, being on Irie Jam Radio, coming together and making it work for all of us. If there's any one word, that the two words that describe what we're doing right now with Grooving Radio, being on Irie Jam Radio, being on 97.1 FM HD3, cooperative economics. Welcome back, Mr. Junior Jerome Blake.
Indeed.
No.
Thank you, Rustin.
You're very welcome, my brother. As we move into day number four, Nia, purpose. Purpose, Junior Jerome Blake. Speak on day number five, my brother.
Yes, purpose, Nia. Nia is explained as purpose to make as our collective vocation the building and the developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. So in terms of purpose, once again, Dr. Karenga is invoking the notion that we have to live our life with ambition, with aspirations. We need to visualize our circumstances. We need to visualize our reality.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have a sense of what it is we want our world to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And having done so, we need to now put our energy in making the world what we want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So just as we said earlier, I mean, you can't expect your environment to be clean if you toss the garbage on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. True.
You know,
true.
What you want to do, you have to arrange to have some place to put it in a neat little corner,
mm-hmm.
and to dispose of it as in an orderly way, so forth, so on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need to do. But if our minds are messed up, then we'll see that we become like wandering sheep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be focused in our definition of who we are and what we want to be, what we want to become,
mm-hmm.
how we're going to be what we want to be. So once again, you know, when we talk about the traditional greatness of our people,
mm-hmm.
We know that the rest of the world got everything from Africa,
mm-hmm.
including, you know, organized cities, you know, bathroom facilities, using, creating just philosophy,
mm-hmm.
mathematics,
mm-hmm.
science, technology, everything. That's what our people produced. A lot of us have forgotten, or some of us don't even know that we used to be great once before we were conquered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And now we're striving to liberate ourselves from the forces of conquest and to bring ourselves back to what we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
This is the direction that Dr. Marlana Karenga is pointing us in. But once again, Clem, I emphasize,
mm-hmm.
that we need a curriculum. We need to teach our people. We need to learn our history.
Yes,
We need to learn about ourselves. We need to,
mm-hmm.
know where we're coming from. We know, mm-hmm. need to know where we want to go.
Indeed.
Because if we don't have that kind of map,
mm-hmm.
a road map to where we want to go, then we keep on floundering,
mm-hmm.
out,
mm-hmm.
here, mm-hmm. in the world. Yeah.
Indeed. As we move into day number 6, I know, Junior, earlier on I mentioned that I'm very intentional, you know. I'm very intentional in the kind of programming that we do. And I even ask my brothers and sisters who are on radio to get a pen and a notepad and take notes, because you talk about changing the system and we telling our story. I don't even like to use the word history, because it is his story. I want to, mm-hmm. tell my story. I want to tell, mm-hmm. our story. And that is why I'm so intentional in the kind of programming that I do. And I tell people that when you come to Groovin' Radio on a Saturday morning, you come to the knowledge room. You come to where we teach each other. And I'm always on the side of trying to ensure that all the guests that I bring here on this program is coming highly, highly rated and highly informed. Such, hence, an individual like you, a past student of the University of the West Indies. I don't even want to get into your history. I think you went to one of the oldest high school in Jamaica, the Manning School. We can talk about that. Let's talk about creativity. Day number 6, Junior Juwawa Blake. Huh?
Yes. Principle number 6 of the Nguza Saba is Kuumba,
mm-hmm.
creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And creativity states to do always as much as we can in the way that we can in order to leave our community more beautiful,
mm-hmm.
than when we inherited it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is interesting that you notice that everything in the principle refers to us acting on our community.
Mm-hmm.
It is self-operating,
mm-hmm.
With other people,
mm-hmm.
inside of a community to create exactly what our aspirations are.
Mm-hmm.
And creativity is something that we can go a little beyond just beyond improving our community.
Right.
We need to understand that creativity is a deep, deep, deep aspect of education.
Yes, indeed.
And every single human being,
mm-hmm.
is a creator.
Mm.
And so in order to enhance our ability to create, human beings need to be reared in such a way that they are able to manifest this aspect of their being. Some people are musicians, some people are singers, some people are artists, some people are mathematicians, some people are linguists, some people are very, very orally talented, like, for example, yourself, Rasclem. You have people who are healers, people who know about the plants, so forth, so on. You know, we have different kinds of skills. And what we have to do is to bring all our skills to the service of our human family, especially those of us who are of African ancestry. So when we are building community, creativity means that we are able to put all these elements of creation in places in our community to make our community beautiful. Because in other words, you know, if you live in a community or if you live in a house, Rasclem, and the walls are lean and all that kind of stuff, you know, it affects you psychologically.
It does.
Yeah. So when we live in a community that's dirty, that's not maintained properly, where stuff is not put together in an orderly, and it damages the psyche of our people, and then sometimes you wonder why the people are behaving crazy. So this is a very important principle.
You know, Mr. Blake, it was only recently I was in the Bronx. And I was paying attention to White Plains Road, and I took notes, and I called a friend of mine who lives in the Bronx, and I said to him that I can't imagine how these youngsters growing up around here are feeling now about where they live. They must be wondering, am I living in a dump? Because the amount of garbage that I see on the street sides. And I'm also wondering, what is the Department of Sanitation doing? What is DOT doing? How is it there's no community group that ensure that, you know, the blocks are clean, the places, you know, people have their animals and they walk around and they let them do whatever they want to do all over the place. Psychologically, this is hurting the youngsters and even adults. So I'm just asking folks to be very mindful, be very respectful, because at the end of the day, we have to live here. We have to do business here. So folks, be very mindful of how you treat where you live. It brings us to the final day of Kwanzaa. Imani.
Yes.
Fate.
And before you get to Imani, Rasclem, you know, you talk about the creativity principle, and you talk about how we treat our communities. You see, what's missing in our community is that we don't have a sense of connection to the places in which we live. And you mentioned, you spoke about neighborhoods earlier versus community. And, the attitude of, you just need some place to live. You do not care who you live beside. You do not care about the welfare of the person next door to you. That's basically what's happening. And so, once again, on that level, we have to take ownership of our community, and there are rules and regulations in this system that allows us to do that. But because we are not educated, we are not engaged, and because we are not engaged, we allow the authorities to do what they want to do, or because we fail to bring their attention to the things that they need to pay attention to, things turn out worse, and we don't get value for the tax dollars that we're giving them. So we're actually making our situation worse. But I get to the final principle. The final principle is celebrated on New Year's Day,
indeed,
which is also a special day in Kwanzaa, and that's the principle of faith, Imani. And Imani talks about having faith in our, especially our leaders. So it says to believe with all our hearts in our parents, our teachers, our leaders, our people, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. So it recognizes the fact that people of African ancestry are in a constant struggle for our final liberation. And it's suggesting to us that in order to pursue this liberation, we have to have faith in those who are close to us, our parents. I do not know how our teachers fit in this stuff, because one of my complaints is that once the Civil Rights Act was signed, people of African ancestry turned their children over to the oppressors so that the oppressors could teach our children. So when we talk about teachers now, we should be talking about teachers in the context of people of African ancestry teaching children of African ancestry.
True.
So basically, we have to emphasize here that the home
is the most important for our children,
teachers for our children in the context of the current situation. What we notice is that when our children go to school, teachers are telling them all kind of stuff. They're set, turning them against their parents, against their community, and various kinds of stuff. So, you know, but our leaders, when we talk about our leaders, who are our leaders? That's a big question. And of course, when it talks about our people, it's talking about self-love here. So, you know, once again, we have to believe in ourselves, and very often when people of African ancestry speak up for themselves, there are other people who are telling, oh, no, forget about this, forget about their history, forget about what we did to you. You know, Dr. Marlana Karenga is saying here that people of African ancestry must know that our movement or pursuit of liberation is real, it's desirable. We deserve it, and we should not let anybody along the way tell us otherwise.
Indeed.
You don't understand?
Indeed.
We must stick together and work towards the objective until it is achieved.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, at the top of this presentation, I mentioned that every night a candle is lit. The candles include one black, three red, and three green. The color red, black, and green are very, very important to Pan-Africanists. Black represents the people, while red is for the blood spilled in the struggles for liberation, and green is for the future of black liberation. Pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. Pay close attention. Know your story. Know your heritage. Celebrate your heritage, celebrate your culture, and ladies and gentlemen, just pay close attention to what's happening, because our colonizers, they're coming back, and they're coming back in the form of investors. Let me repeat this. Our colonizers, they're back, and they're back in the form as investors. Look at Jamaica and what Jamaica has come to. Look at our so-called neighborhoods that we live in. Look who is repurchasing. You know, Junior, it is very important that these presentations are done, you know. It is very important that we who know better, do better. And it is said that the more you know, the better it is. I want to thank you so much, and I'm going to ask you for a closing statement, my brother.
And in closing, I just want to reference something you just said a while ago with respect to the colors. We should bear in mind that the colors that are used for Kwanzaa are described as a bandera, and the bandera simply represents the Marcus Garvey flag.
Ah.
So Marcus Garvey is a significant underlying element of the Kwanzaa celebration, ladies and gentlemen. And I remind you, my brothers and sisters, that yes, each day we celebrate the principles, and it would be nice if we could see brothers and sisters traveling from home to home in our community celebrating Kwanzaa in the Kwanzaa season. You have asked the question, why isn't it happening? Yes, once again, we need to put it in the curriculum and make sure that we teach the importance of this important holiday and the important practice of Kawaida, which is the underlying principle, which deals with the philosophy of community building and liberation. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we leave you today, we want to say a big thank you, Rastem, for having us here. And indeed, it is my hope that the information we share here today is not something that we just listen to for entertainment. We'll make it real and implement it in our lives and share it with our family and our children.
You know, Junior, before you go, I just want to say this, because it is said that us as Jamaicans are trendsetters. And I'm now wondering why Kwanzaa is not taught in the school system in Jamaica, the home of Jamaica's first national hero, a Pan-Africanist like Marcus Mosiah Garvey, who took the movement worldwide, took it and spread it worldwide. Why isn't Kwanzaa being taught in the school system in Jamaica? It's a loaded question, and it's for another conversation. My brother, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Happy Kwanzaa. And it was just wonderful. It brings me back this morning. It brings me back this morning to the old station. Not even going to mention the name, but it brings me back sitting in the green room, preparing Grooving Radio, listening to you every Saturday morning for so many years, waiting for the space to become available so we could present our Saturday morning presentation right after Health is Here with Mr. Junior Chihuahua Blake. Thank you so much, my brother.
Indeed. Blessed, my brother. Have a beautiful day.
You too. And we'll do it again. We'll do it again. All right, sir?
Yes.
Absolutely.
We look forward, my brother.
Yeah, man. Bless one love. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of legendary broadcaster, Mr. Junior Chihuahua Blake, the man who for 37 plus years hosted Meeting in the African Village Square and Health is Here, right here in the New York tri-state area. I do hope that the Knowledge Room served some purpose for you this morning.